This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. Wyville City Council tonight will hear a request to loosen development restrictions along Powell Boulevard. Henry Nadeau, a developer from Hampstead, requested that the highway business service area rules be eased to allow more types of retail development. The request was endorsed by the planning board. Council will also hear an update on renovations of the building that will eventually house Provalis in downtown Wyville. The tech and hardware support firm is expected to bring more than 200 jobs to the county, with more on the horizon. Sharman Tolson of Wyville has been arrested on a single charge of indecent liberties with a minor. Tolson, age 71, was taken into custody Monday near Canal Street in Wyville. He was released on $10,000 secured bond. A Wright Road couple was jailed on charges of simple assault and misdemeanor child abuse on Friday. Matthew Blake Coker, age 36, and Sarah Barnes Coker, age 35, were arrested at their home in the 4700 block of Richard Wright Road. Matthew Coker was charged with misdemeanor child abuse. Sarah Coker was charged with two counts of simple assault. We've reached out to the sheriff's office for more information on both of these reports. The National Weather Service on Monday released its wrap-up for the 2024 hurricane season. The season saw some interesting trends, including more storm formation after the usual peak. Of course, we also had the second deadliest storm in modern history, Hurricane Helene. See the story at ColumbusCountyNews.com for much more. Saturday, we'll see two big events in downtown Wyville. The Shop Our Stores on Small Business Saturday will give shoppers all kinds of alternatives to big box stores while supporting your neighbors and small businesses. There's a lot of special activities going on at a number of the stores downtown. And the Waccamaw Suwan Heritage Celebration starts Saturday at 10 a.m. at the Museum of Science. There will be arts and crafts, food, and of course, some incredible dancing from the Waccamaw Suwan tribe. The Highway Patrol kicked off the Thanksgiving clicketer ticket effort Monday. Local agencies and troopers will be looking for seatbelt violations, speeders, and impaired drivers through December 1st. Thanksgiving week is expected to be even busier this year than usual due to lower gas prices. The Veterans Memorial Park of America will be a stop for The Wall That Heals next spring. The Wall is a full-sized replica of the Vietnam Memorial in Washington, D.C. It features a large traveling museum telling stories of combat casualties from that war. It also has a collection of items left behind by visitors at the Wall in Washington. Now, the Wall travels across the country and sets up in multiple locations every year. Park volunteer Angela Lenaris said it's a major honor to be chosen by the Wall's parent nonprofit. The visit is expected to be one of the biggest events yet at the Veterans Memorial Park. Columbus Animal Protective Services has closed intakes and strays this week as the shelter undergoes a deep cleaning. Only emergency calls will be accepted through December 2nd. If you have a true animal emergency, call 911. You need to get your orders in for these Columbus Swamp Keepers Education Foundation Pork Chop Plate Sale. That's coming up on December 6th. Plates are $10 and available from 10 a.m. until 6 p.m. on the 6th. Call or text 910-617-9056 for more information. Now, it's peak of deer season in southeastern North Carolina right now, and deer are also in the early stages of the breeding season, which is called rut. Sometimes bucks are not as attentive as they should be about crossing highways. It's also, since it's the height of hunting season, hounds and hunters are a common sight along area roadway. Be sure to keep an eye out, especially at dawn and dusk, and slow down if you see deer, deer hunters, or deer hounds. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver.